Over the years, there have been many legends about Babe Ruth's home runs. Here is Waite Hoyt to clarify one of those legends for you.
He has hit so many crucial home runs in so many different ways. You've heard of Babe Ruth hitting a home run in 1932 off Charlie Root in Wrigley Field in the World Series when he pointed at the center field seats and practically claimed he was going to hit the ball where he indicated. I hardly believe that that was exactly the way it has been bruited about since, because Babe had a way of pointing in general with a whole hand, using all his fingers and just making a motion in a general direction, which I would believe he did in the 32 series. I didn't see it, but I would assume the same thing, because I'll tell you why. The same thing, almost identical, happened in Boston in 1928, I believe it was, or 27, I forget the year, but one of those years prior to that time. You see, there was, just to be real plain with you, there was a very obnoxious character who used to come to the ballpark in Fenway Park in Boston, a fellow by the name of Conway. We knew his name because he used to be there so often. And during Prohibition, he used to come there attired in a just a little loose wraparound sweater, and he'd have two bottles of White Lightning stuck in each hip pocket. And when I say White Lightning, I guess it was just alcohol that he had in there. And this was a doubleheader up there in Boston in September. Now, Ruth and Gehrig were tied for the home run leadership at that particular time. I may recall they had about 40 apiece at that point. And this was in September. And I think that was 1927, because that's the year that Babe hit 60 and Gehrig wound up with 46. But at this point, they were just tied. And here we go. So the game starts, and the first game, Ruth looked like a Toonerville. He looked like some kid that came out of a Class C league. He struck out a few times, and he looked particularly bad. And this guy, this Conway, sitting up in the stand, had a big bass voice, and he was a very deep heckler. And he kept giving Babe that boo, or you big bum, get out of there, you... And all this sort of thing, and he kept giving it to Babe as he kept nipping on this bottle. Well, each nip provided him with extra ammunition, and he kept showering it on Babe and yelling, and Babe took it as long as he could. The second game started, and I think it was Danny McFadden pitching. And Babe came to bat with a couple on the first time at bat in the second game, and he had really taken this. And finally, Babe, in complete exasperation, stood by the home plate, and suddenly he backed out of the batter's box, and as he did in 1932, he made a motion in the direction of the right field seats, high up in the right field bleachers. But he didn't point with one finger or exactly, just made a motion in the general direction of the bleachers, indicating that's where he expected to hit the ball. And sure enough, by George, he took a wind-up swing in that famous Babe Ruth swing. He hit one on the nose. He hit it out there in the right field. The ball took off like the one he hit off me and landed up in the extreme right field section of the right field seats up there, way up at the top. And he, in that pigeon-toed jog of his around the bases, that one that people will never forget, as he touched each base, coming around third base, doffing his cap very politely to the people in the stand, he reached the home plate, stood in the center of the plate, made a very courtly bow to the people in the grandstand, doffing his cap and bowing low as Walter Raleigh might have laid his red cape in front of Queen Elizabeth, and then pointed to this guy Conway and went over to the cops and had Conway taken out of the park. He had him thrown out of the park. But Ruth was like that, you know.